Brachos Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. We continue discussing with Rabban Gamliel. Ukishemes Tevi Avdo, when Tevi, his servant, passed away, Kibul Alav Tanchumen. So he accepted condolences, people were Menachem Avol, and he accepted it. Amar lo Tamid, says Tamidim said to him, Lo Limad Tanu Rabbeinu She'ein Mekabel Tanchumen Al Avodim. Didn't you, Rabbi, teach us that one is not Mekabel Tanchumen, he does not accept condolences, Nichem Avelim, on Avodim? You know, that's not what's said by Avodim. Amar lahem, he said back to them, Ein Tevi Avdi Kishar Kol Avodim. He said, Tevi, my servant, is not like other Avodim. Kasher Haya. He's Kasher. Like we know that Avodim, they steal, but Tevi was an Adam Kasher. It's Tamil Chachim, he was an Adam Kasher. And therefore, he was fitting. He's not like another Avodim. He can take Tanchum and he can accept condolences on him. The question that the Rashba asks here is, even if he wasn't an Avod, though, He shouldn't have been accepting tanchumen on him, because he's not a karov, he's not a relative, and one does not accept tanchumen. There's no nicham avelim on somebody that's not a relative. So why were they just bothered with the fact that he was an eved? Even if he wasn't an eved, they shouldn't have been accepting tanchumen. So the answer, brought down by the mefarshim, Reb Kiveger brings this down, the Melech Shlomo brings this down, that the difference is, as Yerushalmi says, that a person, an Eved, that does the Ratzon of his master, so he's Chaviv to his master, he's as precious to his master as a son, which is a beautiful thing anyway to think about. But that's why, because of that, he's like a Karav to him. And that's why he's able to be Mekabel Tanchumen on him.